May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Luke chapter 5. Now it came about that while the multitude was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began to teach. And he taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon, the professional fisherman, answered and said to him, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your bidding, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets even began to break, and they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and to help them, and they came and filled both of the boats, and they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, repeatedly saying to him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," for amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken, and so also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon, they too were amazed. But Jesus looked to Simon specifically and said to him, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought the boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. Amazing scripture. So good to have you. I said this to those who came yesterday. You may have made whatever decision you made to get here today, but I just tell you this, Jesus has anticipated this for a long time, knew you were coming, and is really excited about encountering you in everything that happens, the Word and the Eucharist, when people pray for you. Now remember, the first miracle that was performed was not this one. It was in John chapter 2. We've been looking at that. It was the wedding in Canaan, and there were only five disciples at that time, and Peter was one of those disciples, for his brother, Andrew, had brought him to Christ. And so they kind of left everything already to follow Jesus. And they go to this wedding at Canaan. Jesus performs this miracle and bails out this young couple, revealing God's supernatural ability and commitment in his supernatural ability to show kindness to us, to reveal his goodness. And in doing that, it says, and his disciples believed in him. So it's interesting to me because obviously they believed something because they had left everything to follow him. They believed in him. But they believed in him in a different way as a result of the wedding in Cana. They believed in him, I think, with greater simplicity and greater childlikeness. I think when the Lord does stuff, it doesn't make us get deeper. It makes things get simpler. We just stop asking questions because they're irrelevant. We just want to go with it. But anyway, they believed more. Well, here they are in this situation. And so obviously them following him had not yet meant they were like leaving their jobs. And so they're out doing the fishing that they were doing. They didn't catch anything, comes back in. And this carpenter, who they referred to as master, they knew they had already started following. There was a place where they had already acknowledged that he was Messiah. The wedding at Cana had taken place. They believed more. And yet when Jesus tells them to go back out, and Peter kind of tries to explain to him, "Look, we, the professional fishermen, have done this, and we didn't catch anything." And Jesus said what to do, and they went and did it, and caught so much fish that both boats almost sunk. And Peter, in amazement, falls down before Jesus and repeatedly says to him, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." Now, there's already things happened in his relationship with Christ. He believed more because of the wedding in Cana. He had followed one of the first followers who left John to follow Jesus, John the Baptist. And yet here, he's blown away and he just says, "Depart from me again, for I'm a sinful man." In other words, he felt so unworthy and so inadequate in the presence of the Lord. It says because he was amazed at the great catch. And then it says, and his partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they also were amazed. But Jesus spoke specifically to the one that kept begging him to depart because he was a sinful man. And he looks at Peter and he says, "Simon, do not fear. From now on, you'll be catching men." And then this whole following thing, this whole believing thing, progressed even further. And when they brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed Jesus. There's so much here, so much wonderful stuff. It's amazing, the things that are here. But what I really sense the Lord speaking to me this morning to share with you, this is what he wants to say to you, is that, was Peter being honest? Was it true that he had the capacity to sin? Yes. Did he really feel unworthy and inadequate? Yes. Did Jesus even address that once he started talking to him? Did Jesus said, well, let's go through an inner healing session for a little while, and then we'll confront as to why you feel that badly about yourself and all the self-rejection issues that you have. Now, and we believe in inner healing. I'm just saying. Jesus just looked at him and said, don't be afraid. He said, from now on, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. This is nothing. I'm going to use you to transform the lives of human beings. The God just got through saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. I'm unworthy and I'm inadequate. And Jesus is trying to say to him, stop being bent towards yourself. That's not a shocker to me, that apart from me, you feel unworthy and inadequate. But I'm asking you to join me. And the only thing that matters here is, am I worthy and am I adequate? Only thing you need to be concerned, are you prepared in childlike faith to leave everything and just follow me and see how this drama plays out, this amazing story plays out? I've shared this already since we got back from Africa, but we were in Chihihi. I love it. Spelled K-I-H-I-H-I, but pronounced Chihihi. So why not just spell it C-H? I don't know why they do that. And as we're praying at this place, and it was a warm day, and we were praying. And we're all seated. Were we seated? I think we were sitting or standing. I'm not sure. Most of the time they would sit us down, and they would bring people up. Well, suddenly they brought this. Well, not suddenly, because she was very old, so we were moving kind of slow. And so they brought this lady up, and they said she's blind. And the first thing I thought was, oh, my gosh, Lord. And I've taught against this. I know better than this. But this is the battle. I thought, I'm not holy enough to pray for her and expect something to happen. And Jesus didn't even talk to me about my lack of holiness. He just said really clearly in me, to me, but he was speaking in me. He said, with excitement in his voice, oh, but I am. And all I've asked you to do is follow me. Just join me. Just participate in the fact that I am and that I can. And isn't that what, again, Peter and John said at the gate beautiful after the man was healed? It was not by our piety or our power this man was healed, but it was the name of Jesus. It wasn't us. It wasn't how spiritual we are or how powerful we were. We followed this guy, not out here, the one who lives in us, and he just moves us forward. And we just join him. And so we come back to, I think, what's become for me, maybe it won't be next month, but it is this month. It's the verse of the month, or 2 months. It's 2 Corinthians 3:5. It's the gospel. Not that we're adequate of ourselves to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. And so what? We take weakness, our imperfection, and we just join him. We join him, his perfection. We join him, his adequacy, his worthiness. We trust in the fact that he believes he can do something. And we get to participate in the miracle that is the Christian life. That's really the story. It's just leave behind my concerns about all that. Quit being bent towards me. Jesus is grace. He is the grace of God in me, and grace unbends me. I don't have to be afraid because I'm not worthy, or I'm not powerful, or I'm not spiritual enough, or I don't have any experience with this or that or the other. Grace unbends me, and I get my eyes on the one I'm following. And the only thing that matters is he spiritual enough? Is he able? And the wonder of it all is he invites me to participate in it. And then after they get healed, we walk away, and Jesus is like going, didn't we have fun doing that? That's the Christian life. We make it so hard, don't we? You know, when we get inside our head, it's like playing in a maze. But when you just start playing in the heart, it's like this wonderful playground that only little children can enjoy. Because unless you become like a little child, you get lost up here. You never get to experience all the wonderful things. Because it's with the heart we believe. not with the head. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.